by the way, fish taco, yes, delicious. Hot sauce? It almost killed me. So, a little TJ in San Diego, just 20 miles south of here, though, tens of thousands of U.S. visitors cross the world's busiest border crossing every day to visit the real thing, Tijuana. They used to come from San Diego to drink and gamble in what was once known as Mexico's Sin City. But Tijuana's rising reputation for fine foods, it's what's attracting visitors now, despite a spike in murders this spring. KPBS Fronteras reporter Jean Guerrero paid a visit to the new culinary scene.
Vladimir Tellez Montaño watches his workers mold blue maize dough for wood-fired tortillas at his Tijuana restaurant, Verde y Crema.
Nuestro maíz todo lo traemos del sur.
All the maize, we bring it in from the south.
Montaño says he prefers the blue maize cultivated in southern Mexico over the more common white or yellow varieties. He says 100% of his ingredients come from diverse regions of Mexico.
Why? Because we want to communicate the migration of cultures that this city has, this mosaic of Mexican cultures.
Tijuana is a city of migrants, a place where Mexico's innumerable culinary styles converge. Verde y Crema serves everything from octopus tacos to ribs and kimchi.
No es una comida típica mexicana, pero es una comida local.
It's not typical Mexican food, but it's very local, very Baja Californian, and reflects precisely this union of cultures in the city.
The chefs of Tijuana are harnessing this union of cultures to consistently attract a global clientele, and the strategy seems to be working. Despite a recent spate of killings in Tijuana, food lovers from San Diego and elsewhere continue to travel south of the border for culinary creativity.
We've learned to live with the feeling of danger, which ends up diluted by cultural stuff like what we have right now in food.
Thea says the interest of visitors has been shifting from street food to a more high-quality, innovative dining experience. And he says it's attracting a different kind of food lover, one he says is less likely to be scared off by headlines of violence.
The quality of our visitors is consistently better. They're more intellectually prepared. They're university students, people who read, who know that there are things to accept and things to question about border cities.
Angel Miron is the owner of a Tijuana food and craft beer tour company called Let's Go Clandestino. He often takes his clients to Verde y Crema.
I wanted to show people that it's safe to travel again to Mexico, to Baja.
This isn't the first time Tijuana's food has helped compensate for violence-related drops in tourism. Miron says it all started in 2008.
The violence slowed down. It moved away from this border. There was no tourism at that time, so the locals had to reinvent the city, reinvent the cuisine.
A restaurant called Misión 19, that's Mission 19, was central to this reinvention. Owner and chef Javier Plasencia is the food king in Tijuana. Every Tijuana foodie knows his name. He says the recent violence isn't hurting business at all.
I haven't seen a decrease in tourism. I still get a lot of people, especially on weekends, that come down and just to come and dine.
Plasencia says 70% of his clients are from San Diego. He thinks people have learned to accept Tijuana for what it is.
It's a border city, and there's always going to be that issue of cartels and drugs and smuggling. If you want to go eat real good, authentic, exciting cuisine, well, there's always that danger, you know?
Plasencia says his ingredients are local. Most of his menu is made up of seafood, seared tuna topped with black mole caramel, crunchy octopus. Other restaurants are doing the same. It's part of the local sourcing trend.
We have such an amazing variety of species from the Pacific Ocean and also from the Sea of Cortez.
Tijuana first rose to prominence with foreigners during the Prohibition era. It gained a reputation as a sin city, where people went to drink and gamble. Plasencia says the city's identity is evolving.
Back in the 80s, 90s, we had lots of partiers that just wanted to come and drink cheap beer and eat, you know, chips and salsa and a few tacos for $10. I think customers became better eaters, better, you know, now there's tons of foodies. and people that are really interested in good ingredients and good concepts. So I think younger people are eating healthier and they want to know where the food comes from. They're very well informed, they're very traveled, so they know more.
Plasencia points out that this new species of customer is still interested in classic Mexican tacos. But they have to be good tacos. Tacos Memos is among the rising number of food trucks in Tijuana seeking to innovate with the quintessential taco.
Some people call this place Parrot Tacos.
Dora Lopez, the owner of Tacos Memos, says that's because she always brings at least one of her 6 parrots to lure visitors. That's Yo-Yo. Occasionally, it flies from its cage to eat scraps of carne asada and chiles from the ground. Lopez says she has customers from California and from other parts of Mexico as far away as Mexico City. People with long layovers at the Tijuana airport come eat here.
Todo es casero. Todo.
It's homemade. Everything is homemade. None of it is processed.
Customer Manuel Bucardo was enjoying a carne asada taco there on a recent Wednesday.
No todos los tacos en México son buenos.
Not all the tacos in Mexico are good. These are good. They're one and only.
And Bucardo considers himself a taco connoisseur. For Here Now, I'm Jean Guerrero.